National System of Assessment of Foreign Language Proficiency, Level A2. The listening paper consists of four parts. In each part, you will hear the recordings twice. In each part, there will be time for you to look at the questions before you hear the recordings. You can write your answers on the test booklet. At the end of the test, you will need to copy your answers to the answer sheet. Now turn to part one. You are going to listen to people talking in different situations. For questions 1 through 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now we are ready to begin. Speaker 1.
Excuse me, can you tell me the time?
Yes, it's 9:00.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell me the time?
Yes, it's 9:00.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaker 2.
I've got the passports here.
And the tickets are in my bag.
What about the camera?
Oh, no! I've left it at home. And I really wanted to take some holiday photos. Now listen again.
I've got the passports here.
And the tickets are in my bag.
What about the camera?
Oh, no! I've left it at home. And I really wanted to take some holiday photos.
Speaker 3.
Can you tell me the way to room 22?
Well, go straight down here, and it's the second door on the right.
Do I have to go through the main hall?
No, it's the door on the right just before you get to the main hall. Now listen again.
Can you tell me the way to room 22?
Well, go straight down here, and it's the second door on the right.
Do I have to go through the main hall?
No, it's the door on the right just before you get to the main hall.
Speaker 4.
Which man wants to see me?
The one over there, wearing a hat.
The one with glasses?
No, not him. The other one.
Now listen again.
Which man wants to see me?
The one over there, wearing a hat.
The one with glasses?
No, not him. The other one.
Speaker 5.
Oh, the traffic's terrible today.
Yes, it took me 40 minutes by bus.
Well, I drove and it took me an hour.
An hour? It's probably quicker by bicycle.
Now listen again.
Oh, the traffic's terrible today.
Yes, it took me 40 minutes by bus.
Well, I drove and it took me an hour.
An hour? It's probably quicker by bicycle.
Speaker 6.
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
Now listen again.
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
Speaker 7.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. Is John there?
No, he's out on his bicycle at the moment.
Oh. Can he go swimming tonight?
Oh, sorry, Paul. He's got a football match tonight. Now listen again.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. Is John there?
No. He's out on his bicycle at the moment.
Oh. Can he go swimming tonight?
Oh, sorry, Paul. He's got a football match tonight.
Speaker 8.
I want to buy a present for Diana.
What about a bag?
Yes, this one's nice. It's small and round.
I think she'd prefer a square bag.
No, this is better. I'll get the round one.
Now listen again.
I want to buy a present for Diana.
What about a bag?
Yes, this one's nice. It's small and round.
I think she'd prefer a square bag.
No, this is better. I'll get the round one.
Speaker 9.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a pound of apples, please.
Do you want the ones at 30 pence, 35 pence or 40 pence?
The ones at 30 pence, please. Now listen again.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a pound of apples, please.
Do you want the ones at 30 pence, 35 pence or 40 pence?
The ones at 30 pence, please.
Speaker 10.
Hello.
Hello, Ray. It's Helen. About tonight.
Ah, yes. The film begins at 8:15.
OK, so I'll meet you outside the cinema at, about 7:55.
All right. See you then.
Now listen again.
Hello.
Hello, Ray. It's Helen. About tonight.
Ah, yes. The film begins at 8:15.
OK, so I'll meet you outside the cinema at, about 7:55.
All right. See you then.
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will listen to a conversation. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to begin.
Tell me about your family, Paul.
Well, you know Sally, my sister, the writer, don't you?
Yes. Is she your only sister?
She is, but I've got two brothers. David's older than me and Bill's younger.
How old is Bill?
He's 19. He's studying French in Paris at the moment.
Well, that sounds interesting. And David, what does he do?
Oh, he's a teacher, the same as my mother was, but she finished working last year.
And what about your father?
Oh, he's a doctor at the local hospital.
Ah, of course. I've seen him there.
My mother says he works too hard. She wants him to stop. She wants to go and live on a farm in the country near David.
Are you a doctor too, Paul?
I'm not clever enough. I work in a bank, the one in the high street next to the bookshop.
Do you? So does my sister.
Now listen again.
Tell me about your family, Paul.
Well, you know Sally, my sister, the writer, don't you?
Yes. Is she your only sister?
She is, but I've got two brothers. David's older than me and Bill's younger.
How old is Bill?
He's 19. He's studying French in Paris at the moment.
Well, that sounds interesting. And David, what does he do?
Oh, he's a teacher, the same as my mother was, but she finished working last year.
And what about your father?
Oh, he's a doctor at the local hospital.
Ah, of course. I've seen him there.
My mother says he works too hard. She wants him to stop. She wants to go and live on a farm in the country near David.
Are you a doctor too, Paul?
I'm not clever enough. I work in a bank, the one in the high street next to the bookshop.
Do you? So did my sister.
This is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will listen to a conversation. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to begin.
Mary, what do you want to do at the weekend, when Carlos comes?
Well, Eric, I must go shopping on Saturday morning.
He hates shopping. But we could go to the museum, and then meet you for lunch.
Fine. What shall we do in the afternoon?
There's a good football match on. Carlos will like that.
Okay. Do you want to eat at home in the evening?
What about going to a restaurant? We haven't been to that Italian one for months.
Or we could try that new Chinese one.
Okay, let's do that. Now, what about Sunday?
If we get up early on Sunday, we could go for a drive in the countryside.
Yes, and we could have lunch in a pub somewhere.
Yes, the one near the river's nice. Shall we go to the cinema after lunch?
We can't. His train's at 4 o'clock, and I'll have to take him back to the station.
Now listen again.
Mary, what do you want to do at the weekend, when Carlos comes?
Well, Eric, I must go shopping on Saturday morning.
He hates shopping. But we could go to the museum, and then meet you for lunch.
Fine. What shall we do in the afternoon?
There's a good football match on. Carlos will like that.
Okay. Do you want to eat at home in the evening?
What about going to a restaurant? We haven't been to that Italian one for months.
Or we could try that new Chinese one.
Okay, let's do that. Now, what about Sunday?
If we get up early on Sunday, we could go for a drive in the countryside.
Yes, and we could have lunch in a pub somewhere.
Yes, the one near the river's nice. Shall we go to the cinema after lunch?
We can't. His train's at 4 o'clock, and I'll have to take him back to the station.
This is the end of part three. Now turn to part four. You will hear someone giving a talk. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to begin.
Hello, this is the South Seas Travel Agency. I'm sorry, no one can speak to you right now. The South Seas Travel Agency has moved to another part of town. We also have a new phone number. Please ring us on 847-2296. Our new address is 98 Warnock Road. That's WARNOCK. It's easy to find. It's near the park, at the end of the road, opposite the bank. We will be open for business at our new office on the 21st of May. We hope to see you soon at our new address. We have many exciting holidays at special prices. And we have a present for anyone who spends £350 or more on a holiday. If your holiday costs £350, we will give you a travel bag, absolutely free. This beautiful bag can carry everything you need on a plane journey, and it can be yours free. Thank you for calling the South Seas Travel Agency.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is the South Seas Travel Agency. I'm sorry, no one can speak to you right now. The South Seas Travel Agency has moved to another part of town. We also have a new phone number. Please ring us on 847-2296. Our new address is 98 Warnock Road. That's WARNOCK. It's easy to find. It's near the park, at the end of the road, opposite the bank. We will be open for business at our new office on the 21st of May. We hope to see you soon at our new address. We have many exciting holidays at special prices. And we have a present for anyone who spends £350 or more on a holiday. If your holiday costs £350, we will give you a travel bag, absolutely free. This beautiful bag can carry everything you need on a plane journey, and it can be yours free. Thank you for calling the South Seas Travel Agency.
This is the end of the listening test.